Good morning. This is WHYY's Morning Edition. I'm Jennifer Lynn. The Food and Drug Administration last week issued emergency use authorization of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine for 5 to 11-year-olds. And a CDC task force is meeting this week to consider its approval. And Zoe Reed from WHYY's Health Desk Help Desk explains what you need to know.
The Biden administration has secured 26 million new doses of Pfizer's vaccine, enough to vaccinate every kid aged 5 to 11 in the U.S. The vaccine is more than 90% effective among this age group and works against the Delta variant, according to clinical trials that started earlier this year. The dosing is one-third that of the adult vaccines. Side effects range from pain at the injection site to fever and fatigue, but they aren't as common as they are among adults. And no trial volunteers developed myocarditis or pericarditis, a type of heart inflammation that had been recorded in rare numbers, mostly among teenage boys and young men. Dr. Karen Raven of Nemours Children's Hospital in Delaware says health officials are starting to plan the logistics of distribution.
With the knowledge that we've gained over the last several months, where we saw an increase in cases in the pediatric population, you know, and more kids being hospitalized, and with the return to school, I think it weighs more in favor of the vaccine, and I think the benefits are really going to outweigh any potential risk.
Compared to adults, COVID-19 has been a far lower risk to the 5 to 11-year-old population. But 171 kids in that age range have died nationally, among 780 minors total. There's also been a low risk of developing the rare multisystem inflammatory syndrome. It can cause serious gastrointestinal, heart, and neurological problems. Dr. Daniel Lee is one of the principal investigators of Pfizer's pediatric vaccine trial at Rutgers University.
We are following them very closely because we are concerned that there could be some future complications that arise. There are some kids that do not completely come back to baseline cardiac function.
He says vaccines also protect people around them, prevent the virus from mutating, and also will help kids get back to normalcy.
That's important to do for their mental health and the well-being of the parents and families and teachers.
Public health officials will be waiting to see how eager parents are to get their young kids vaccinated. The shots have been available to 12 to 15-year-olds since May. So far, about a quarter of that population has gotten fully vaccinated, which is lower than older age groups. Zoe Reed, WHYY News.